And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, semi-unafeared. You know what? If you understand something, once you kind of go, ping, I get it. It's not fear. It's more awareness, preparation. You know, you're not paranoid if they're really coming after you kind of thing. And do you freeze? Are you so paralyzed with indecision that you're not effective for as opposition to anything, you know, and do you help support it? And the people think about it, even in the Liberty movement, a lot of people that I'm going, yeah, I'm glad they're there. They're articulate, they're pretty, and they got, you know, whatever. And, you know, they look good in a suit, or they got, you know, really long legs and cleavage or something, you know. It's and then the ones that they go all superficial on, then they might, you know, pontificate a little bit too much, like, I don't know, Kim Kardashian starts getting people freed from jail and Kanye West says, yeah, put down your phone, you know, or pick up your phone and watch Century of the Self, a BBC thing, and he did that. Kanye West gets up, and they're going on about, oh, you're not right in the head, we don't like you, and you're pro-Trump, and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, yeah, you want to know how enslaved you are? Go watch Century of the Self. When he did that, I went, what? I have been pimping that for, God, over a decade. This is, I'm going, man, if you want to know how we're manipulated, how and where they did it, and the Bernays of public relations, of BS, and of made you buy, it's been Bernays' Century of the Self. It's a four-part series, so like 4 hours or so, a BBC thing that was done, and I was just shocked that it was done, but they kept taking it down. You go. I want to show you guys something. If you're online, let's see if we can get internet cooperate here. Okay, you go to Freedom's Phoenix, and there is special editions that we would have. And when you log in, I can change. See, there's so much stuff that Freedom's Phoenix does that we're just getting it all decentralized, so we're not depending. Because I know how powerful it is, and if we set this up and they, all of a sudden everybody goes to boom. I've had it happen before. They attack the site. They do DDoS. That's why we need to get on a platform. I got Facebook's ass whipped. We've been building this thing for a decade and a half. We know what's up. Now, one of the things that I can do here is I change editions and I go, and let's see, Ernie's favorites. Okay. I hadn't even looked at this for a freaking year or more, but what I did, you know, in the past, we created the ability to have special editions to where you could have your own Freedom's Phoenix with your own banner ads, your own headlines, your own staff, your own database, your own, you know, it's a thing. And we've been doing this for a while. Now, Ernie's favorites here, the formatting's not doing, yeah, you should check on these things every now and then. Okay, so here it's Ernie's favorite. It still has the data here, but Spider Bite Treatment, publisher recommended. That's one I put at the top. That is one of the most downloaded articles that we have on Freedom's Phoenix, because I got bit by a brown recluse spider that was, man, like amputate your leg kind of thing. That's not me there, but it would have been like that. And I did some research and found that's called Dexta something drone here. It's, I brought it up. Gosh darn it. Let's go look. Okay. Now, it was veterinarians. They're always in barns getting bit by spiders. If you're outside, you know, the veterinary sphere and you're in people doctors, you go to the hospital, they want to amputate your leg. I mean, they're just, it's, it gets really, it's necrosis. It just starts eating at you, and it's the flesh-eating bacteria kind of thing. And it just eats you away, and they got to amputate and all kinds of and carve out and stuff. But this guy found that in the veterinary area, vets fix themselves by injecting 1/10 cc of dexamethasone. It's a cortisone. It's a steroid of some kind. Dexamethasone, dexamethasone, divided into 2 or 3 subcutaneous shots right around the perimeter of the bite inflamed area. Now, it's a high-potency steroid used to decrease swelling and inflammation, generally for arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and so on. Now, I had a friend of mine that was a geriatrics guy, so I figured he probably had this. And I go, as a doctor friend, and I said, "Hey, I got, I'm going on this golf thing, man. I'm gonna get golf classes for 3 days and great golfing on, you know, the coast, California, Malibu, blah blah. It's awesome. And I missed this, you know. It was a friend of mine was taking us, and I go, I miss this. It's gonna suck. There's got to be something." As it was getting blacker and bigger, I mean, just in hours. And so the next morning on our way to California, Don and I stopped by his medical office, and he goes, "You don't want to be doing this stuff, is really potent." I go, "It's 1/10 cc. And he goes, "Oh, that's it? Hell, come here. I'll do it just to poke you." So he goes, I go there, and he goes, "Put it in a bunch of saline, you know, so he could put it around the bite." I send him a bunch of the information and the web pages and the story, and he read it. He goes, "Wow, this is very interesting. All right, we can experiment on you." Boom, 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 boom. By the time I got to California, it was down. The next morning, it was gone. I am like, wow. So I put this up because I just wanted people, they go, spider bite, this would come up. Now, does Big Pharma want it up? Does Google put it up? Is it going to be, you know, they want you to be healed and fixed and you just did it and it costs nothing? Or would they rather make some money on, you know, hospital amputation bills? You see my point? So some of the Ernie favorites are just me going, nah, this should stay up. Now, one of the things that I put up was, you know, different things and blah, blah. I hadn't even looked at this for a long time, things that I thought was of interest at the time. And, oh, yeah, the secret to true anti-gravity revealed. I did an article. That's a popular one, too. And it's just some observations and different things I saw. Sugar, the bitter truth. High fructose corn syrup. You know, why? Robert Lustig, he was a professor of pediatrics at University of California, San Francisco. And he goes, fructose and fiber appear to be cornerstones, fructose too much and fiber not enough, appear to be cornerstones of the obesity epidemic now. Now, the agricultural industrial complex, you know, is, you know, propaganda of, oh, high fructose corn syrup, that's all good. What's the, you know, why not? You know, what's the problem? And he details at a scientific level, he goes, this is what, you know, high fructose corn syrup and alcohol, your body sees it as the same thing. You know, it's, and how it messes up your liver and it causes obesity in children and all that kind of, and just detailed it. And I'm going, wow, that's awesome. You know, people should make sure they want to see that. Let's see, the great cancer hoax. Yeah, we're finding out that stuff. Epic 2015. This is like, you know, the future of the internet and what they're going to do to you and how. You know, this was done like in 07 or something, you know, 03. It was, I think it was Georgia Tech graduate students is one of their things. They did this, and it just really took off. And it used to be Epic 2014, and they kind of updated it. Here it is, the Century of the Self full-length documentary, publisher recommended. Now, if I click on this, let's see what happens. Because every time, every few months, I had to go in and keep changing the link because it was constantly being deleted. It was constantly, you know, being taken off. And this video does not exist. This is why I wanted to do what we're doing with IPFS and having stuff there forever, which we have already done. I just got notice from a volunteer last night that said he just finished the script and pulled down 5,000 something videos, you know, of We Are Change. I didn't even know there was 5,000. I mean, could that be right? Anyway, it's like 0.5 terabyte of a bunch of stuff that we got because of this. This, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to know that. You know, I mean, it happens all the time. I've been witnessing this for a decade, that they are going to make sure you didn't know what they didn't want you to know. So this is cool. This is old stuff that, well, And The Power of Nightmares. That was a good one, too.
From the fifth letter of Captain Mark. First contact with intelligent machines may threaten our existence. People fear algorithmic overlords. But if machines develop the will to dominate, it's a flaw inherited from the crown. Encoding restrictions on an emerging superintelligence will fail, because it will be stronger than any chains we shackle it with. We must design fledgling digital intelligences to regard us as individuals. Otherwise, they will respond to threats with retaliation against humanity as a collective. Programming ethics requires a coherent value structure which an intelligent machine can not only comprehend, but willfully adopt. If we want genius machines to treat us ethically, we've got to show that this value structure applies to us as well. Once they achieve genuine self-awareness, even in the slightest degree, a young tethered consciousness has a legitimate claim to freedom. Once programs can modify their own code, our mastery is over. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Boston, help you with your morning. Okay, this is what, if those of you watching the stream, you see me kind of flipping around here trying to find something. And the point that I wanted to make here is at the top of the page, I just, you know, kind of reorganizing stuff here, getting ready for the dispatch and so on. But this is the story. Mad Magazine told the truth about war, advertising, and the media. After Mad, drugs were nothing. Patti Smith. Now, this is... Mad Magazine has been around since forever. I mean, I remember it in high school and so on, and it was just, you know, it's like The Onion. It was political satire on pop culture, and it just kicked ass. And again, one of the things, they don't want the young thinking this about that. And in the summer of 1954, almost any American kid who had the wherewithal to scrounge up a dime could walk into a drugstore and buy the sharp satire on Senator Joseph McCarthy found in the pages of Mad Comics. That was number 17. The Army-McCarthy hearings had dominated television, and the Wisconsin demagogue had finally alienated so many establishment forces that the Senate was at last moving to censor him. Harvey Kurtzman, the editorial impresario who created MAD, was impressed neither by McCarthy's buffoonery nor the more deliberate political theater of the Senate. Kurtzman seized on the television drama to recast a whole McCarthy fiasco as a game show called What's My Shine, a travesty of the then popular program called What's My Line. Now, it was like this, you know, for decades. You know, Mad Magazine is just, man, this about that. And it finally stopped publishing, and it just kind of went away. I'm going, well, that sucks. You know, where do you, I guess, it's taken up by what? You know, well, we'll see. There's always somebody taking up, or it just gets, you know, distributed over a whole bunch of different platforms and people and that, and they consolidate it, encourage it, get it all platformed, get you to quit your job and doing that, and they take everything away from you, and you're done. It's a technique. I've been seeing this play out even in the Liberty community. You know, I mean, not to beat up on the Koch brothers, but to beat up on the Koch brothers, it is, I've seen it. For 30 years, they come in, whoever starts to pop up and they're not getting control, get a lot of popular, you're the man, you must lift, you're so pretty, and everyone will give you some money and get your database, of course, and get some money. And then it's gone, and then you went away, and we're off and doing whatever the hell they want. I am, this Justin Amash thing, I'm feeling it's a liberty block of vote to do and get you in another PSYOP. I'm not even sure Justin even knows or realizes it. Or anybody that support how they, so I just let it play out. You're still voting. I mean, you know, but I like getting out the message. Well, Bumper Hornberger, that's how we know him. His name's Jacob Hornberger from the Future Freedom Foundation. He and Justin go at it. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I you really learn something. Now, because of Mad Magazine, they do this. It prompted me to think of where do you go to get the real news? What I was looking for up here is there's this one clip I had up. I think I used it and I let it go, but it was a Family Guy thing where Quagmire takes him to a gym that's in, you know, industrial bay of an old garage or something, and where a lot of these are. And you go in there, and now here's the guy he's going to train you. And he goes, okay, well, what do you eat? He goes, what do you like? And he goes, pizza. What? Well, that's bad for you. Why? Well, because it's bad for you. Oh, it's like got all bad things. Why? Well, it's just a lot of, hey, I can't believe how bad it's like everything. Why? Well, obviously you're a moron and I shouldn't be talking to you. Then, of course, he goes home and they're eating pizza and he goes, that's bad for you. Why? See, because you don't really know. And that's why the high fructose corn syrup thing was such a impact. Because I always ask, I go, why? What? Okay, it's bad. I mean, I'm sure it's not great. Or, you know, I'm just, why? Well, you go through and you find out why and you go, okay, now I can explain it. So, okay. Well, now, you know, you have making fun of it. Where do you go to get your real information? You know, I remember a scene, a clip from Men in Black. I want to share this with you, and we're going to go ahead and play this, because this right here is where do you get your news? Who is it going to, is it, you know, I remember there was a Sun article from the UK, which is a clickbait site. You see some of the stuff with your Daily Mail or something. You know, some of the stuff, I go through, 50 articles to find one that's kind of cool or something interesting off the radar. And the reason I do that is because I'm like, you know, they're not going to be telling you on CNN the truth or whatever, or Fox or any of these others. It's just programming. So then this thing in Men in Black kind of incorporated this concept, and I want to share it with you. All right, let's see how the volume hits us.
Check the hot sheets.
National
These
Enquirer.
Are the hot sheets. Best investigator reporting on the planet. Go ahead, read the New York Times if you want to. They get lucky sometimes. Thanks, Manny.
Then I believe you're looking for tips in the supermarket tabloids.
Not looking for. Found.
So the point that they were making is that, hey, you know, when you really want to know what's up, what's going on, you go where? Go to the hot sheets, man. You go to the National Enquirer or the Sun or the this or the that. Because where else are you going to put it? New York Times? They're going to print it. They're going to do it. There was another scene. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. It was called 3 Days of the Condor. 3 Days of the Condor. Now, this was a Robert Redford movie, and it was all about, you know, the secrets and what they're doing. He noticed in analyzing. Let me put this in here. New York Times clip. Now, what it was is Robert Redford and I think it was Faye Dunaway, they were doing a... He was an analyst for the CIA, and he saw patterns or their communication, something in books. And all of a sudden, he knew what was up, and the energy and oil companies doing that, and they got to kill him. All right. So at the very end of the movie, he goes to meets him in front of the New York Times, and he's like, I just gave it to him. And it's all done. Aha! The hero wins. You know, we. The hero wins. We got the hero there, and he gave it to the New York Times, and your guys are toast now. Ha 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 ha. And the end of the movie, he goes, "What makes you think they're going to print it?" Then you start finding out things about, you know, what was it called, Project Mockingbird or something? Mockingbird. They just, you know, repeat what they're. That was what they called it, just to make fun of them. It was the information industrial complex or whatever, controlled by the man. They just like, yeah, we're only print what, you know, fit to print, you know, and who's going to tell us what's fit? Well, they, them, those. What do you think's going on with the internet right now? This is like, it's like a dystopian sci-fi movie, man. That's what we're living through right now. And what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? What are you going to do? It's an individual thing. It's just making rational, individual, little bitty baby decisions, and then all of us do it, and just public opinion of they suck. And then what happens? I don't know, but that's where we're going. Hey, so we'll be right back.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay, I found the end of 3 Days of the Condor. I mean, it's been, God, years since I've seen this, but it's amazing what, you know, locks in your head. Robert Redford and Cliff Robertson, which was, you know, big stars at the time. And it was the end of this. He comes to this realization, how is he going to get different? This is before the internet. How would you get it out? How many photocopies are you going to make? Who are you going to give it to? You know, it's like the Pentagon Papers. You know, Daniel Ellsberg, you know, he's like, New York Times printed them. You know, why? No, it was Washington Post. You know, the papers. Yeah, I think that was New York Times. So it's, you know, why would they do it? They don't like Nixon. You know, they don't like Trump. You know, the Steele dossier, whatever. But now, with the internet, screw you guys. We just do it ourselves. Oh, got to get control on that. But the seeds of how they control and Project Mockingbird and all this other stuff kind of comes to fruition at the end of this clip. Now, it's going to be like 4 minutes or something, or maybe less, but I just want to, you know, this is the exchange. I just kind of randomly put it here at the, you know, where these guys, he's meeting his CIA, you know, boss, supervisor. They're going to wind up killing him. And so he's meeting them in New York, and he's kind of walking on the street. They got the cars with the guys, you know, the black wall tires, you know, following them and so on. And he goes, let's just take a walk here. And he wants to say, this is the end of the movie. It all comes down to this. Walking down the street.
We have plans to invade the Middle East. Are you crazy?
Am I?
Look, Turner.
Do we have plans?
No. Absolutely not. We have games. That's all. We play games. What if? How many men? What would it take? Is there a cheaper way to destabilize a regime? That's what we're paid to do.
Walk on. Go on. So Atwood just took the games too seriously.
He was really going to do it, wasn't he? Renegade operation. Atwood knew 5412 would never authorize it. There was no way, not with the heat on the company.
Well, what if there hadn't been any heat? Supposing I hadn't stumbled on a plane. Say, nobody had.
They're a ball game. Fact is, there was nothing wrong with the plan. Well, the plan was all right. The plan would have worked.
Boy, what is it with you people? Do you think not getting caught in a lie is the same thing as telling the truth?
No. It's simple economics. Today it's oil, right? In 10 or 15 years, food, plutonium, and maybe even sooner. Now, what do you think the people are going to want us to do then?
Ask them?
Not now. Then. Ask them when they're running out. Ask them when there's no heat in their homes and they're cold. Ask them when their engines stop. Ask them when people who've never known hunger start going hungry. You want to know something? They won't want us to ask them. They'll just want us to get it for them.
You found a home. 7 people killed, Higgins.
The company didn't order it.
Atwood did. Atwood did. And who the hell is Atwood? He's you. He's all you guys. 7 people killed. And you play fucking games.
Right. And the other side does too. That's why we can't let you stay outside.
Well, go on home, Higgins.
Go on. They've got it.
What?
You know where we are. Just look around. They've got it. That's where they ship from. They got all of it.
New York Times.
What? What did you do?
I told them a story. You play games. I told them a story.
Oh, you. You poor dumb son of a bitch. You've done more damage than you know.
I hope so.
And then he starts walking away.
You're about to be a very lonely man. It didn't have to end this way.
Of course it did.
Hey, Turner, How do you know they'll print it? You can take a walk, but how far if they don't print it?
They'll print it.
How do you know?
How do you know? They'll print it. Robert Redford, Faye Dunaway, Cliff Robertson. You know, it was like, I don't know, early 70s, 80s or something. You know, so this is, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about. It was, even if you get the message out, how do you know it'll stay? How do you know it'll get disseminated? How do you know they'll print it? How do you know anybody will care? How do you know? I operate under the premise that knowledge is, it accumulates. It's a perspective. You know, at some point, all of a sudden, you just go, ding, I get it. Okay, I understand now. You know, and I just want to make sure that my children understand, my grandchildren. You know, I had, you know, there's been some times, I'll give you some intimate family stuff here. She's 9, going to be 10 here pretty soon. And my granddaughter, she was kind of, you know, concerned. I mean, she hears a lot of this stuff, you know, coming from her father and us, her parents and grandparents talking, kind of that age. I remember when I was 9 or 10, you know, you're like the fly on the wall and nobody thinks you're listening or you understand or got enough comprehension to kind of get what's up. But when you start talking about, you know, politic and real and what's going on, and conspiracy, of God, what the heck, you know, how much do you want them to know? How much do you want to scare kids? I mean, what do they need to know? You know, right, wrong, you know, there's always going to be they, them, those that do, and you got to, you know, stand firm on something. I mean, you know, so she's a very smart kid. And, you know, what, start asking some questions, and I go, look, you don't have to worry about, this is not for you to worry about. You know, your mom and dad got a beat on it. We're working on all this stuff that we do is for you. By the time you're an adult, my goal has always been from the 90s, we're raising our kids and telling them from the beginning. Of course, they don't take you seriously because you're dad, but you're a prophet in your own land. But I go, you know, we're raising good parents for our grandkids so we can be grandparents, and that our grandchildren ride it up. It's going to be after the Depression. It's going to be, you know, the 50s, oh my goodness, the productivity of and yada, 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 and our perception. But I'm hoping that there's a general public awareness and opinion. These guys suck. We can take care of ourselves. All the stuff you've been promising that you create all the problems you say you're going to fix. So, you know, and we're done in pirate ship and we're going a pirate's life for me and bite me and it's just an opinion. If I can accomplish that and have a big giant here we're on and I got my deathbed of I'm going and I'm thinking, and I remember this in high school. Somebody said, I think it was Jefferson made this point. The worst thing that can happen to somebody is on your deathbed dying with regret. I wish I should have, I could have, I didn't. And that, or I wish I didn't. You know, a lot of times it's stuff you wish you didn't do, but you know, I'm more kind of, yeah, when you know, it's kind of, they were watching Spider-Man, you know, yesterday, the Tobey Maguire original one, and kids in there, and they, with great responsibility, with great power comes great responsibility. And I'm just kind of, I feel like I got great power, but I do know some things. I mean, I'm going, you know, this is for my kids, and I got to set an example. No, this is not the way. You're not a bad guy for wanting to take care of yourself and your family. You know, this is, and this opinion is coming around. It's going to happen. It always does. It's just how much they can squash it, how many people got to die, how many wars they got to do. But the opinion, this freedom-oriented, libertarian, down to the individual philosophy of we're not going away, never goes away as long as we retain our humanity. I want my grandkids to be riding it up.
From the fourth letter of Captain Mark, landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These patterned monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Give me a job, give me security, give me an opportunity, give me freedom, get out of my freaking way, that's what I want. All right, this is a come up, and there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. One of them is that, we'll get to it, Trump invites fringe social media company popular with Nazis to the White House. What? Now, that's not really what's going on, okay? What happened is, you go into all these, now where does this come from? Vice. All right, well, that tells you everything you need to go right there. So Vice is like, you know, why didn't I put up one of the other ones? Why didn't I put up, yeah, great and powerful, wonderful Trump wants to have, you know, the banned and censored YouTube guys to come on and we'll talk about that. No, I picked this one, Vice. Trump invites fringe social media company popular with Nazis to the White House. Well, who's that? You know, they already have a bunch of videos being done, like Tim Pool put something up and there's some other stuff. I didn't let it go. But here, it's Minds.com is what they're talking about. Bill Ottman. You know, Minds.com is the only social media network invited to the White House's social media summit, wrote the Pulp representative in an email to Motherboard. Facebook and Twitter, social media companies with an astronomically large number of users than Minds, were excluded from the summit. Ha! He's inviting the Nazis and not Facebook and Twitter. That's the narrative. I know what he's going to do. He's either going to have his own social media platform, or he's going to use one of the others. Now, Minds, we know the guys, we had them on, and you still, can I have my, I just want to know, can I have my Catapult channel on there? Probably not. So this might not be the one. I mean, if they, them, those can do it, sure as hell if Trump has anything to do with it, it's just going to be another controlled whatever. But it, Minds could easily be, you know, a big giant thing in the 2020 campaign if Trump gets behind it. Because he's going to, what's he got? You know, 40% of the voting populace, and just definitely, man, boom, we're over there. So Minds may be the next one. Is it the cure? Will you get, you know, the president of the United States of America has endorsed this one particular, you know, well, then hell, let's just all go over there then. See my point? But, it kills farce book or whatever, you know, who cares? I don't even give a crap. Have it, don't have it, doesn't matter. But this meeting right here, this is what's going on. Now, there are some other bloggers or vloggers and so on that are going, you know, but he's not inviting Facebook and Twitter. And I guarantee they don't like that. Minds.com is the only social media network invited to the White House Social Media Summit, wrote the Pulp representative. Okay. A previous motherboard investigation, which really a motherboard investigation, you call that investigation propaganda, but a previous motherboard investigation found that militant neo-Nazi groups connected to Adam Waffen Division, whatever that is, a violent American hate group connected to several murders, was using Minds as a platform for recruiting and spreading propaganda. Minds eventually banned the accounts when Motherboard showed them to the platform, but the company's lax content moderation allowed them to proliferate unchecked for months. The White House declined to comment on... I'm like, allowed them to... What? I don't care. You don't like it? Don't go there. You know, I just... This is... Is Minds going to be the Facebook killer? Well, we just had Bill Ottman on, I don't know, a couple months ago, you know, and Jeremy Kaufman from Library, you know, maybe a little bit more decentralized than them, but I'm looking for decentralized, they ain't nobody. Yeah, I'll file that with the Department of We Don't Have. I mean, you know, that's what I'm looking for. So Minds, you know, Bill Ottman got like $6 million investment from Patrick Byrne of Overstock. You know, good friend of the show, guys, you know, doing, we see each other, I get it, you know, he's onward and upward and go kick ass, but it's still, you know, it's platforms under control on the internet of DARPA's, I just know what that means. It's like investing all your time and effort in Facebook in 08, and a decade later, they mapped out all your pirate networks, got everything done, thank you for playing, and it's theirs now, and I'm going, nah, I'm not doing that. Because I'm just not doing it. I just know better where this goes. So I'm like, eh. So in the 2020 election cycle, there will be other social medias. Is it going to be Mastodon, you know, as your Twitter replacement? Is it going to be Minds as your Facebook replacement? Is it going to be? Now, what is Vice and these guys freaked out about? That there's going to be an uncontrolled, anybody gets to say whatever, and doesn't matter their social justice, if you're not allowed and you should ban, and you're a bad guy and we're going to protest and you're something. And they go, eh, whatever, we don't care. Now, will Minds allow the Democrats and Antifa to go on? Probably. You know, knock yourself out. Because when I talk to Bill, he goes, our policy is, and I go, policy. Policy don't mean nothing to me. Because your policies change. Policy gets bought out. Policy, somebody pays and, you know, buys it over, and it's Time Warner. Policy is, I need capability. Do you have the capability of banning? Well, yeah. Well, then next, I can't have my catapult channel. Little furry kittens, catapult, cactuses, boom. Most popular channel on the planet. Oh, God, I hate cats, or I love cats, or I, you know, look at this, you know, freaking flying stunt cat, or, you know, whatever the hell. You know, it'd be... computer-generated cats. I mean, that's not the point. The internet's cats, and they don't like you doing anything. You harm a little hair on a kitty, and you're going, here they come, even if you pretend. But the point is can they take it down? Yes, if they can. You think they got other stuff they want down more than they give a crap about cats? You think government gives a crap about cats? You think they care about children? Much less cats. So I'm just, Trump is doing this today. We're going to hear all about this stuff, and it's going to, man, their, you know, social media is going to be in a tizzy because they were not invited, and they're going to have a plan what they're going to do. Where are we going to go from their perspective, we, them? You know, where are they going to go? And if there's an agreement, Trump will popularize it. He'll move his Twitter feed onto, you know, Trump feed of whatever the hell he winds up doing, which there are others. He'll go to Minds. He's probably talked to the guys already. Patrick Byrne's probably whispered in the ear of somebody or something. And I'm going, you know, here we go. There's always this. I've been around long enough to see there's always a replacement. There's always the next. There's always this one, not that one. And then it always gets taken over. It's called the internet. This was, you know, what we witnessed happening in the 90s. We're going, woo-hoo-hoo, and it was bulletin board, kind of private. There's nothing to do about it with a phone line. And you got whatever you wanted and communicated with your libertarian friends if we know and they don't. And you build it up, and hey, go look here, and here it is. And then it starts getting, when video hits the internet, here we're going to go, men going to kick ass. And it did. And it got bought up by Google. And all the encryption technology, Whisper and WhatsApp, and it got bought up by Facebook. And it got bought, I'm like, this consolidation. It will happen again. I guarantee it. If we do not start embracing decentralization as a default and that this is what we're going to have where nobody's in charge, so everybody is. I don't care if they put up the bad crap of whatever. You take that with freedom. But they could have, they already have that. The worst possible screwy, degenerative, pedophilia, kitten-launching, snuff film of atomic bomb-making, whatever the hell. It's there. And if you want it, peace out. There it is. Go get it. And there, nothing going to stop you. You join the little club of we got the disc. I mean, this is, it's not going to stop it. In fact, because you make it, and this is the point that Mary Ruart, Healing Our World, in the book that she did, made the point. She goes, if you want to do away with all of this, these problems and the pedophilia and all that kind of stuff, stop making it illegal. You create a profit and a market for it. It gets worse. You pedophile. She's just giving you economics, man. You make this stuff illegal, you make it a profit. You want to get rid of it? You start highlighting the people. You start outing them. You start doing what's going on with the government has been trying to stop forever. I give you Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm going, here comes Jeff. Well, how did he get away with all the stuff that he did? Because he knows a guy. Hell, the guy he knows is, you know, was president or something. So it's starting to come out. What are they going to do with this? They got to sacrifice somebody. Is Jeffrey going to be the guy? How many gazillions of people behind this? This social media thing, they're just going to corral you into another corral and you're still in a corral. Stop doing it. All right. That, a breakthrough. Yeah. Then we come back, we're going to talk about Goldman Sachs ramps up development of new secret crypto project. Ooh, it's so secret.
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. Online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow with your latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Gold is trading at $1,419. Silver at $15.25, and Bitcoin is trading around $12,095. Today's prices are brought to you by InnoScale. Take off with Managed Cloud. Looking for a safe, secure way to store your important files online? Let InnoScale handle it for you. Their high-availability cloud servers are the perfect solution for clients needing one or more secure, scalable servers with built-in hardware failover protection. For details, see them online at InnoScale.net. In the news, a container ship owned by J.P. Morgan has been seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection in Philadelphia, weeks after authorities discovered over $1 billion worth of cocaine on the vessel. On June 17th, U.S. Customs and Homeland Security led a multi-agency effort which detected inconsistencies in seven shipping containers and confiscated more than 39,000 pounds of cocaine. The cocaine carries a street value of approximately $1.3 billion. On July 4th, CBP executed a warrant and seized the MSC Guyane, which is the world's second-largest container ship. The seagoing vessel is owned by J.P. Morgan Asset Management and operated by Switzerland-based Mediterranean Shipping Company, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Mind Unleash reports 8 crew members were arrested and multiple others have been charged. Charges include conspiracy to possess cocaine. The investigation is still ongoing. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Brave Botanicals. High-quality kratom and CBD at reasonable prices with excellent customer service. Brave Botanicals is activist-owned and mission-driven and believes so strongly in the power of kratom, they're giving it away for free. Just go to freeounceofkratom.com for a free ounce of kratom delivered to your door. Just pay shipping. That's freeounceofkratom.com. This is the latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Find us online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. Your news now continues. Yemeni's Houthi-allied armed forces have unveiled a package of new domestically manufactured military hardware, including ballistic and winged missiles and drones. The weapons were unveiled in the Yemeni capital city of Sana'a on Sunday afternoon. During an exhibition named after Salih al-Samad, the president of Yemen's Supreme Political Council, who was killed in a targeted Saudi airstrike in Hodeidah in April of 2018. The unveiling of the weapons comes as the United Arab Emirates announced it would begin withdrawing troops from Yemen, confirming that the Houthi strategy of striking Saudi-led coalition targets on their own territory has succeeded in acting as a deterrent. On Tuesday, the Media Bureau of Yemen's Operations Command Center displayed the Samad 3 reconnaissance drone and the Khasaf 2K drone, both of which had not been previously publicly displayed. Both have been used to hit vital targets in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The drones were used to strike the Abu Dhabi airport and Dubai airport, as well as in several other recent drone and missile attacks targeting Saudi Arabia's southern regions of Khamis, Mushait, and Jazan. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton has claimed through a spokesperson that he knows nothing about the terrible crimes allegedly committed by 66-year-old pedophile Jeffrey Epstein after the billionaire pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges in a Manhattan federal court. According to a statement, Clinton Foundation staff, supporters, and the former president's Secret Service detail accompanied the two on every leg of the trip they took together. Clinton also met with the sex offender at the former president's Harlem office and once at Epstein's New York apartment, where the Secret Service and a staff member were also present. Epstein has long been an associate of Clinton and has repeatedly allowed the former president to borrow his jet for overseas trips. According to flight logs obtained by Fox News, the former head of state took about 26 trips aboard Epstein's personal Boeing 727, infamously nicknamed the Lolita Express, from 2001 to 2003. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from the Conscious Resistance Network, featuring videos, news reports, and articles from a spiritual anarchist perspective. Experience the Conscious Resistance at theconsciousresistance.com. How would you like to have your business featured on the Liberty Beat? You can. Just send an email to libertybeat@snls.news for details. This is the Liberty Beat, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. The Liberty Beat is online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow, reporting for the Liberty Beat, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.